Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Strategically, in terms of what you wanted to do offensively?
Getting back to some of our just base stuff. I mean, that's what we've had in the last 3 weeks. We just weren't executing. And so we just really preach execution, starting getting in a rhythm, and just, you know, getting those easy things done, like our base rules and base plays. So that's what kind of I preach this week.
How important was that fourth and one that you had on the first drive when you hit K, or the second drive when you hit K for the touchdown? Does that give you guys some mojo going into the rest of the game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you can score, it's going to give you mojo. But on a fourth and one big moment like that, I mean, it definitely gave us some juice for the rest of the game.
So how would you, 3 games in, how would you evaluate, I guess, how you played to this point?
Not good enough. For me, my job and my role on this team, I haven't performed well enough. And, you know, the costly turnovers and just, you know, doing my job is, you know, getting the offense rolling and in a rhythm and just talking to those guys. You know, I just haven't performed well enough. And, that's what I'm working towards.
It seemed like you guys changed your emphasis today. We're trying to pound it those first 2 games. And today they came out and let you throw the ball in the pocket. Is that what happened?
That's kind of what the defense would give us. They'd stack the box. They showed that in the previous 2 weeks, and they played a lot of man coverage. So one of our goals as an offense was we had to run the ball, but we also had to throw to run the ball. So we had to open up the runs by, you know, throwing it and, you know, getting those guys out of the box.
Doing a lot better day today offensively. You've had one addition today in Jalen McMillan. What made the difference with him?
I mean, he brings so much at the line of scrimmage. He's a technician. He can get open at the line in short space. And, he has so much speed on that deep ball. He can just get open and, you know, comfortable for me to put it out there for him. I know he's going to go up and get it. And just the plays he made definitely brought some juice to our whole team.
How confident are you in this offensive scheme just going forward?
Very confident. We all know we haven't played good football so far. And just even today we were just talking like we can still get so much better. Just out there, and like, yeah, we were feeling okay with it. We put up some points and everything, but we can still do so much better. So I'm very confident this offense, we're going to keep getting better each week and each day. And we got like Buki said, we got everything in front of us. So we can just work towards that.
Dylan, how did you process the criticism that always follows an 0-2 start?
I mean, I'm not on social media or anything like that, so I'm not, you know, obviously I knew we started off to an 0-2 start, and, you know, that's just something that we can just take it for what it is, and what Coach Lake preached to us is we got to go back to work. And so I think everyone bought into that, and we just each day just went back to work and practice hard. We had some tough practices, and, you know, we're finally seeing some results. And like I said, we have everything in front of us. We're going to keep working towards that, and we're going to go back to work tomorrow.
Did you feel like you got a different perspective from Coach Donovan with him being up in the booth today?
Yeah. I mean, he wanted to be in the booth to, you know, see some things a little better, and I mean, it's just if up top you're going to have a better view, whatever. So I think, you know, that helped, and that helped them is good for the offense.
Where do you think you're at now after 3 games this year versus last season? I mean, how do you feel different or maybe the same?
That's a tough question, obviously, because we haven't performed well. So obviously I'm feeling a little different. But in the offensive scheme, I feel way more comfortable, just knowing the plays and knowing my reads. And just as offense, just performing, and we haven't done that yet, but we're going to start doing that soon.
How much has Sean changed the offense? How much has Sean changed the offense?
Yeah, I mean, all those guys, they're different in a sense, and each of those guys will find the hole a little differently. And, just having new backs in there, fresh legs. Sean McGrew, I mean, he has good vision. He's a shorter guy, but that dude breaks tackles. He's got really good vision. He makes guys miss, and he made a couple plays on special teams, too. He just brings a lot of juice to our team.
You mentioned that you struggled at the beginning of the season. Given that, was the feeling after this game one of joy because you won? Was it one of relief to finally get one under your belt? How would you
Everybody, it was definitely joy because we're getting closer to playing our type of football. And for everybody, it was just, you know, it was some joy and but again, like first thing Coach Lake said in the locker room was we're going back to work tomorrow. You know, we have a long season still ahead of us. Getting this one under us definitely feels good, and we're going to continue to grow on that and, you know, try to get things rolling.
You mentioned that your performances to this point haven't maybe been what you've wanted them to be. Has your confidence been hit at all by that, or has it stayed pretty steady as you've gone through some tough times?
No, it's definitely stayed steady. And one thing Coach Lake talks about is, you know, being a confident person and building confidence, you also have to go through some bad things and some tough things and just learn from it, you know, pull some positives out of it, and that'll just build your confidence even more. So I've really tried to, you know, buy into that and what Coach Lake has been talking about, and that's for everybody. We've all tried to buy into that and just take what these hard things we've been through and turn them into something good.
It looked like the first couple of games the offensive line was really struggling. What was different today? What did you see?
Again, that was just going back to our base stuff. You know, we just preached doing the simple things right. And just those guys, their mentality's always been there, but now they're just, you know, getting a little nastier, a little angrier, because, you know, they think, you know, they can play so much better. Everyone on the offense does. And so we all had a different type of mentality, defense included, special teams, everybody. We all had a different mentality today.
Dylan, as one of the leaders on the team, how important is it to now convey about moving forward and not looking in the past, but just staying focused and going to work this week and continue to pile up the wins?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's going to start tomorrow. When we get practice tomorrow, we're going to watch the tape. We're going to do our correct and review. We're going to, you know, correct the things that we messed up today, learn from them, and then go into the next day. And that's just all it is at this point. You know, you're taking each day for what it is and just attacking that day with a mindset like you're playing for Saturday. Because that's what it all comes down to, practice. You're practicing each day for Saturday, and every detail matters, and we're just going to really buy into that.
Some of those first 2 weeks were, how much of those struggles maybe lead to today? What you learned about yourself in those first 2 weeks lead to this win, what we saw today?
Yeah, I mean, just for everybody, it was just, like I said, finding those negative things and for just turning them into something positive. And I think just, I don't know, I'm just really proud of our team, how we bought into that. You know, it'd be really tough for us to, you know, look in the past and really dwell on, you know, losing first two games. But we didn't. We just knew that's not the type of football we play, and that we have so much ahead of us and so much better football to be played. So everyone really bought into that, and I'm really proud of our team for that.
Talked about identifying the few positives from the Michigan game and trying to build on those. What were the things you pulled from that you guys liked that maybe you brought into this game plan?
Yeah, I mean, definitely operating in a hostile environment, a place that was really rocking, and you know, we made plays. Terrell Bynum, he made some big plays. All of our receivers, we made some big plays. And yet we never gave up. We never stopped fighting. We always were just chipping away. And, you know, unfortunately it didn't happen. But, you know, those are some of the positives. Just operating in a road game like that, it was really a really positive thing to see.
How comfortable do you feel throwing to Jalen? I mean, to see a guy that really kind of stands out to you as a target?
Yeah, I mean, definitely all those guys do. We put in a lot of work in the off season and the summer throwing some balls, and he just, like I said, brings a different type of, you know, threat at the line of scrimmage, being able to get open versus man and go up and attack the deep ball. And, you know, as we're going to get that guy, you know, him spread out, Taj has been playing really good, and TB, all those guys, I mean, they're going to start making some more plays too.
How you guys doing?
Go ahead with questions for Boogie.
Yes, sir.
What was this week like for you guys, just trying to bounce back from the Michigan game?
This week, all in all, was very attentive to detail. I will say that our details was a big thing that Coach Lake harped on, Coach BG as well. This week was full of a lot of preparation. I would say we over-preparated. We made sure that we didn't miss any stone, you know, unturned. You know, we wanted to make sure we knew what we were going up against and executed properly. Yes, sir.
Rookie, what did that feel like during and then also in the locker room when you have 2 weeks of frustrating results like that to be able to perform, I think, the way that you hope to? Just what did that feel like to finally get that done?
As a team, we know who we are. We know who we are. The first 2 weeks, that was adversity, adverse situations. And this team is really full of guys that are tough, really tough guys who know how to deal with adversity. So really gelling together and allowing nothing to separate us, that's what was a thing that our guys really, Ryan Bowman said to us as a defense, and we really harped on that, staying together. So, yes, sir.
We haven't spoken to you since you've been here, so I just would like to ask why you chose Washington.
Washington, I mean, why not? Coach Lake, he's a great guy, great resume. Coach Will Harris, great guy, great resume. And I just look forward to the opportunity to keep elevating my game. I wanted to keep growing, and I felt like Washington was the best place for it.
Obviously, you have played on some pretty big stages before at Oklahoma for some talented teams. As you got here and went through camp and everything, what does this roster feel like to you talent-wise? But what do you see compared to where you played before?
Talent is talent. Football players are football players, regardless of where I've been. I've been all around the country, high school and college, you know. But football is football. Talent is talent. Guys who are tough and committed to their craft is all around the country. So I don't want to compare anything of that nature. But talent is talent. Work ethic is work ethic. Standard is standard. And I feel as if we have a standard here, just as the University of Oklahoma has a standard there. Yes, sir.
Standard for the nickel position has been as kind of the quarterback of the defense. Yes, just kind of how do you feel you fit as a quarterback of a defense, and especially today you had a sack. Yes. PBU, just talk about how you fit specifically.
It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of responsibility, but when you put the hours in, you're ready for it. You're ready for it. So anybody that plays the nickel position at the University of Washington, you have to put real hours in. Your preparation, your film study, your communication, a lot of things run through you. So you really can't have any errors. There's no room for really errors or anything. You're still human. You know, you're going to make mistakes, but it's limited, I will say. You have to be on your stuff. Yes, sir.
What was the game plan that made you guys so successful today against their passing? What was your game plan that made you so successful against their passing attack?
Really, use your feet, use your eyes, see what you see, and make a play on the ball, period. It's going to be rain a little bit, but catch the ball. That's what we preach to our guys. That's what I was kind of vocalizing, wrapping up, making sure we got a body part and got our guys to the ground and catch the ball. Yes, sir. That was the game plan.
You mentioned the toughness of this team, the talent of this team. Obviously, after a tough start like that, do you feel like this team is capable of making a run in the Pac-12?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think every goal that we've made in the preseason before this season is still in front of us. I think that this group is coming together by the day. I think that we're growing as men. I think that we're growing as football players. So I'm very excited for this future. And with this team and every goal that we still have in front of us is still in front of us.
Some people will say a win's a win. Doesn't matter what the margin of victory is. But given what happened this first 2 weeks, does any part of you feel like you had to come out and win big and show fans that, hey, we can blow teams out. We're not what we were those first two games.
I wouldn't say we were like leaning towards that specifically, but our brand of football is dominant anyways. So what you saw today was execution on dominance level. So that's what I'm going to just leave it there. Yes, sir.
You're a pretty big personality. You know, you're gregarious, high energy.
Yes, sir.
When you got here, did you come in with that energy or wait a little bit to kind of find your space?
To be completely honest with you, sir, I'm a person that I have to earn my right to speak. I'm not a person that's going to come in here and act as if I know things more than this defense, more than this team. So to be fully honest with you, sir, my first two weeks here, I didn't want to say too much. I wanted to find my role on this team and rise to the occasion. Younger guys, they would come ask me questions of things, and I would have one-on-one talks. But as far as over-speaking and things of that nature, no, sir. I had to grow into that role.
How would you describe it? A couple of losses, you being a veteran guy, did you say anything to this team? Because it was a shock losing to Montana.
Of course. You have to stay together, regardless. Things happen. Life happens. But stay together, period. This team stayed together. This team proves week after week, day after day in practice that we know how to stay together, regardless of outside noise, regardless of anything internal that's trying to weave anything out of us. But this group stays together, and I love that.
You mentioned your role, not trying to step into that too quickly. How would you describe your role now?
Now it's about results. You got to show up. 44 has to show up. And if he's not showing up, then he doesn't deserve to talk like that. Period. I have to make sure I do what I'm saying I'm doing. The results have to be there first.
You came in with 4 in the spring, and now you switched to 44
as a
tradition. What's the backstory? Because it seems like that's a special number to you from every spot that you've
been. My story or the University of Washington?
Number 44 for you. Does that mean? Because you've worn that everywhere.
Yes. Number 44 for me is really a continuing on of the legacy of my brother, Brandon Webb. He passed away in 1995, 4 years before I was born, and our birthdays are 4 days apart, so 44. And if you ever see the picture of my brother, he looks just like me. Our mannerisms are the same. We kind of talk the same. Our mentality is the same. So I kind of feel like I am my brother in a sense. I feel like I live as him, and that's 44 for me. Yes, sir.
Back to the team win unity. How important or how satisfying was it to see later on in the game for the other guys that got in that didn't start to actually continue the commitment and score late?
Yes. I like that you caught that. I mean, everybody's ready. Even if you're a backup guy on this team, you could be a starter. Everybody on this team produces at the starting level. There's a standard that we set out on this defense as a whole and in the DB room to be really specific, but every guy that's suited up that could go into that game is ready to play to that level.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.